speak out, or the road to world peace. All the things halting humanity's convergence on wisdom have the same root cause, runaway indoctrination. Once you progress a little bit further, you may be surprised to see how little authentic disagreement there actually is. Indoctrination is not quite as manufactured as it may seem, though. It is more apt to talk about harvestation of indoctrination. Cultures are held back because advancement demands competence and wisdom. And yes, uneducated, small-minded leaders are infested with broken ideas and false beliefs. That's on top of the confabulations they weave to get to the next election or some retirement scheme. We need not look to misery, and we really shouldn't, to see the impact of indoctrination. But do allow me to make a somewhat impactful statement that may sting a little. Ladies and gentlemen, in all of human history, there was never a single alien abduction or UFO cover-up. It was all made up. It was all make-believe, or stress and overwork, or drugs and alcohol. But above all, it was brilliant writers and artists that to this day have scared some of us silly. And yet, I will never change your mind. Just like you can never change the mind of a leader whose thoughts are magnetized towards the false belief that poor and uneducated cannot be helped. Politicians, in their poverty of mind, will prevent change at all cost, because to try to move forward would expose them as fraud. There's nothing educational about schools today. Certainly nothing that cannot be self-taught in a safe and happy home. In a home armored by what you have already begun believing to be ugly. The universal basic income that erases poverty. The road to world peace. Our convergence in wisdom and celebration of the human condition is not in your hands. It cannot be in your hands, as you are already stained by indoctrination, misled by lack of education, by lack of real schools. The changes we need are in the hands of those that the future actually belongs to. The little philosophers, the youngest of us, of course. Those who have not yet learned to believe in falsehoods. Those who have not yet been scared stupid by being held back, or not getting a diploma, or never being able to get a job. They just need to know two simple things. Schools are not working. They are ineffective. Everyone is just pretending to learn in order to move on. And two, that poverty is a mistake of uneducated leaders who don't know any better, who cannot know any better, who are incapable of leading the world towards effective universal basic income. In other words, tell them to relax, not to be scared of grades or poverty. Tell them schools are going to be fake, and their poverty is a terrible and tragic mistake. Tell them poverty is not their fault, just a symptom of fake education. Do not propagate the easier wrongs, and ask your children to grow all the way up until they become great beings and make the necessary repairs, so that the future ahead of us is truly worthy of the humankind.